Masechet Shavuos Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel Shavuos Eidus Ketzah. What's the case of Shavuos Eidus in which there is a chi of korban? Amar Lishnayim Bo Bahayiduni. Somebody says to two Eidim, come to Bethan and say Eidus for me. Shavuos She'enanu Yodin L'Chaidus. And the Eidim respond by taking the Shavuos that they do not know the Eidus. If they really did know the Eidus, they would be chi of a korban. Osha Amru Lo Einanu Yodin L'Chaidus. Or they don't take a Shavuos, they simply respond that they do not know the Eidus. Mashbiani Aleichem, the person places them under oath, v'amru amen, and they respond by saying amen, hare elu chayav, and in this case also, they would be chayav a korban shvua if they really did know the edith, as by saying amen, it's as if they took the shvua themselves. Now the truth is, if this is done in front of Bezdin, even if they don't say amen, they simply deny knowing the edith, after they are placed under oath, they would be chayav a korban. Hishbiya alein chamisha pamim chutl Bezdin. Somebody places the edim under oath outside of Bezdin five separate times, and after each time, they deny knowing the Eidus, Ubo LeBezim Behodu, Peturim. And after they deny knowing the Eidus five times, they come to Bezim and admit to knowing the Eidus, they're puter from bringing a korban. The reason being is that everybody holds, if you're placed under oath outside the Bezim and you don't say Amen, you're only chayav if you deny knowing the Eidus in front of Bezim. And in this case, since they admitted to knowing the Eidus in front of Bezim, they're puter from bringing a korban. Kafru, chayav in alko achat v'achat. But if after they deny five times to knowing the Eidus, they come to Bezdin and deny in front of Bezdin also to knowing the Eidus, and they really did know the Eidus, they would be chayav a korban for each time that they denied knowing the Eidus when they were placed under oath outside of Bezdin. Therefore, they would be chayav to bring five korbanos. Hishbi'a alein chamisha pamim b'fnei Bezdin v'kafru. If they were placed under oath five separate times in front of Bezdin, and after each time they denied knowing the Eidus, or even if they did not deny after each time, they were quiet between the shvuot, they didn't say anything, and after all five shvuot, they denied knowing the Eidus. In both cases, enan chayavim el achas. If they really did know the Eidus, they would only be chayav to bring one korban, they would not have to bring a separate korban for each one of these shvuot. Amar Rabbi Shimon matam. Rabbi Shimon said, what's the reason in this case that they're only chayav to bring one korban, they're not chayav to bring five korbanos? Hoyo be'enan yicholon lachzor ulahodus. The reason is that after they deny once to knowing the Eidus, even if afterwards they admit to knowing the Eidus, they no longer can say the Eidus in front of Bezdin. As we have a clock, even Jehigis, Shuv Einan Chozen Umagis. Once Eidim say one thing in front of Bezdin, they can't back out and change their mind and say the opposite. So therefore, once they deny once to knowing the Eidus, all the other shvuos are for naught, because they no longer can say the Eidus that they know about in front of Bezdin. So therefore, they're only chayav one time, as opposed to in the first case, where they deny five times outside of Bezdin to knowing the Eidus, that they're chayav five korbanos if they really did know the Eidus. And since that was done outside of Bezdin, even after denying that they knew the Eidus, they can still come to Bezdin and claim they did know the Eidus and their Eidus would be accepted. So therefore, each one of those shvuos count and they would be chayav for all five of them. This Mishnah continues to talk about shvuos Eidus, where two Eidim know Eidus for somebody else and deny to knowing the Eidus and take a shvuah to that effect. And the Mishnah tells us that if both Eidim deny to knowing the Eidus at the same time or within k'day dibar of each other, within a couple seconds of each other, and they take a shvuah to that effect, if they really know the Eidus, they're both chayav to bring a korban. But if they deny to knowing the Eidus at separate times, the first person who denies to knowing the Eidus and takes a shvuah to that effect would be chayav to bring a korban, while the second aid, who only denied after the dibor of the first aid, would be pater from bringing a korban. The reason being is after the first aid denies to knowing the aidus, there's only one aid left, and one aid cannot say aidus in front of Bezdin, so therefore the second aid, that anyway can't say aidus anymore after the first aid denied it, is not chayav to bring a korban for his shvuah. His shvuah was a meaningless shvuah, since anyway he couldn't say aidus. Kofer echad v'hoda echad, ha-kofer echad. If one aid denied knowing the Eidus, and the second aid admitted to knowing the Eidus, only one who denied knowing the Eidus would be chayav a korban. Even if the one who admitted to knowing the Eidus originally denied to knowing the Eidus at the same time that the first one denied it, but after taking the shvuah, he quickly backed out the tokeh de dibor and admitted that he did know the Eidus, that would get him out of bringing a korban, since he backed out with him k'day dibor, and he would be pater from bringing a korban. Hayu shtei kitei eidim. If there were two sets of Eidim that knew the same Eidus, Kofra HaRishona V'Achakav Kofra HaShniya, Shteim Chayavos. First, the first set of Eidim denied to knowing the Eidus and took a shvuah to that effect. And after that, the second set of Edom also denied knowing the Edus, and also took a shvua. First set of Edom would have to bring korbanos. The reason why the second set of Edom had to bring korbanos, even though they only denied it after the first set of Edom denied it, is because even after the first set of Edom denied knowing the Edus, the second set of Edom were still able to say their Edus in front of Bezin, since there were two Edom left that knew the Edus. Now the Gemara has a question over here. Why is the first set of Edom chayav to bring a korban, since at the time they denied knowing the Edus, there's anyway two other Edom that know the Edus, that you're only chayav to bring a korban for Shavuos Edus if there aren't other Edom that could be made in front of Bezin? And the Gemara answers that we're talking about a case where at the time the first set of Edom denied knowing the Edus, the second set of Edom were anyway puzzle for Edus. The reason being is their wives were korban to the Baal Dabur, to the person that Edus was negeah to, but at that time, their wives were ghostesim. They were about to die, and we have a cloud of ghostesim with me. So most people that are ghostesim, that are on the verge of death, will end up dying. So therefore, you might think, since rogue ghostesim lamisa, will look at it as if their wives died already, and therefore, you would think that the first set of Edom should not be chayav for their korban, since the second set of Edom could say their Edus, since their wives are about to die, and therefore they are no longer related to the Baal Dabur. The Mishnah tells us that's not the case, since their wives did not die yet, and their wives are proven to the Baal Dabur. The second set of Edom were possible to Edus at the time the first set of Edom denied knowing the Edus. So therefore, the first set of Edom are chayav to bring a korban, since at the time they denied knowing the Edus, the second set of Edom are possible for Edus. And then, after the second set of Edom wives died, they also denied knowing the Edus. They are also chayav to bring a korban, since at the time they denied knowing the Edus, they are kosher le'edus, since their wives already died and they are no longer korban to the Baal Dabur. So therefore, they are also chayav to bring a korban for taking a shvua that they did not know the Edus.